from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Unbelievable. Woman whose neighbor lives, her house butts right up to the Butler Farm show property, went on a Big K morning show with Larry Reichard. She had complete access to the site less than 24 hours before the assassination attempt. And as of this morning, she has yet to be contacted by anybody regarding the incident. They're not investigating, folks. You know why? They already know what happened. They already know what happened. It was pre-planned what happened. Unsecuring and insecuring that event. Okay. I want you to watch what's happening very, very closely. I don't usually go to Axios much. I'm going there now. Why? Because it's coup central. Yeah, they're trying to take out Kamala Harris. The Democrat Party is. Here's the latest of the headlines. European leaders laugh behind Kamala's back. She's lightweight. A silly woman. Not someone they take seriously, and certainly not someone they think can beat Donald Trump. Oh, they're not a fan of her. No. Oh. Who said that? Well, specifically, Isabel Schnabel, an executive board member of the European Central Bank. She was caught on hot mic earlier this year criticizing the vice president as invisible and predicting she would never win against Donald Trump. The Democrat Party selection process is a failure, Schnabel said in comments reported for the first time. Reported where? Politico, the house organ of the Democrat Party, of the liberal elite. Politico. Wow, that follows on the heels of the front of the site lead article that the other house organ of the Democrat Party ran, Axios. Biden thought Kamala was a terrible candidate. Yeah, that's why he thinks she's going to lose to Donald Trump. That's why he didn't back her. So sad. Facts. The mainstream media on the left, they lie for a living. They're never this candid. We are. We'll do this to our candidates, but not them. New York Times. Drip, 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 drip. New York Times. Kamala is the weakest of their replacement candidates. That was Monday. See what's happening here? Okay. What did I tell you? What did I tell you only, what, yesterday, day before? To understand the landscape here, understand, okay? Democrats don't tell lone lies. I mean, they do sometimes. They tell narratives. They lie in stories, in whole books with whole chapters in their lies. It's called the narrative. And so they do this to walk their sheeple up to a conclusion they intended them to get all along. Okay, so in the first chapter of the narrative, the Democrat Party is heroically painted as a party who so very much wants to back the black chick, whose dad says she's not really black. He doesn't like her either, by the way. Now, go Google Kamala Harris's father. Kamala Harris's own father does not like her. Do you know anybody like that whose dad doesn't like them? If you do, they're pretty whack. I've met one or two people whose dad didn't like them in my life, and those people were whack. You're like, yeah, wow, that was a bad selection from the genetic pool. Bummer for him. Her dad doesn't like her. Every time she lies for a while there when she was running in the primary, he'd come out and correct her. Remind everyone in the Democrat Party they weren't oppressed, they owned slaves. Her party. I mean, her family. Yeah, he caused her a lot of problems. Democrat primary voters don't like Kamala either. She don't win a single delegate. came in with less than 3% of the vote, got beat by Tom Steyer and Andrew Yang and had to drop out. Folks, she's never gotten a single vote. And that is why this morning Black Lives Matter is flipping out. They have turned on Kamala. Now that is a hilarious state of affairs. Because what? The liberal white Democrat elite is telling everybody who will listen, if you don't vote for Kamala, you're racist. If you don't vote for Kamala, you're not down with Black Lives Matter. You're not down for the struggle like we are. Except Black Lives Matter has now just thrown her under the bus and backed over. And if you listen to me throughout the show today, I'm going to do this heavily, okay? Because you need to know this is going on. Black Lives Matter demands the Democrat National Committee immediately host an informal virtual snap primary across the country prior to the DNC convention. Why? This will expose her. She can't win it. If there's some sort of online voting poll, you know, online poll, she's going to get decimated and they know it. Black Lives Matter says, if you don't do this, we are living in a dictatorship. God, they're catching on. Delegates are not oligarchs, they write. Why? These are all delegates chosen by the white liberal Democrat elite, i.e. Joe Biden and company. They're not wrong. Now they write, Democrat Party elites and billionaire donors are attempting to manipulate black voters by anointing, that's so true, Kamala Harris and an unknown vice president as the new Democrat ticket without a primary vote. And wait till you hear how they say they were disenfranchised and locked out of the primary. Now, we've got a texter earlier who's on to something here. This is Black Lives Matter. They're looking to get paid, okay? They didn't get paid anything. They're expected to support the black candidate or even the fake black candidate for free. She ran as an Indian the first time. That's why I call it that. They're expecting to do this for free. They're like, we do nothing for free. We do nothing for free. And we are the people who burnt down $2 billion worth of businesses. Okay, so we are forced to be reckoned with. We could end up in the streets. I mean, when you say your Black Lives Matter, you send a thing out like this, they could burn down cities again. And this time without the Democrats directing which way to go. In other words, you're saying you could lose control of us. You didn't pay us. You didn't ask us. And they're right. Because what you're seeing is dictatorship. Democrat elites will select your candidate for you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.